Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special from an Aris Shifu. And this was from Yosef ben Chana and Batsheva Basara Chana and Rav Shai ben Leia. And Chayachai Befegim Asmachadis Basi, Riz Fetor Estil Ravida, based in the Torah of the Rosh Hashiva Shlita. In the Mishnah Masechet Sota and Sukkah and Tav Chafei Amud Aleph, we see that Mi'ikar Adin, you're allowed to eat Achilas Aroi, you're allowed to eat a temporary eating outside of the Sukkah, but the Machmirim don't go out of the sukkah at all, and they're not choshish for gaiva, like we see 26b. We have to understand why dafka in the midst of sukkah there's no chashash gaiva. In the parasha of Shor Kesef O'ez, Ki Yavale for Yikra 22:27, which is the Kriya on the Moedim, Kein Hakdama, the pasuk repeats a number of times, Ani Hashem, Lo Sisira Menu Ad Boker, Ani Hashem. Rashi, Mda Mi Gazar Al Dover, Aval Yokal Beinecha, know who decreed this thing. And it shouldn't be light in your eyes. We shmout them as mitzvaysai. Va'asisam oisam ani Hashem. You should guard the mitzvahs and do them. I am Hashem. Again, we have the singing of I am Hashem. Le'sechalu Hashem kotchi v'nikdashi b'soch v'nitzvah satcha. Ani Hashem alay mikadishchem. Again, ani Hashem. Ha'moitzi eschem yeretz mitzrayim, etc. Ani Hashem. Rashi there explains, Ne'amon l'shalim schar. I am faithful to pay reward. We have to understand why dafka by these mitzvahs specifically does it say Ne'aman l'shalim schar. This is shayich to klolius ha'avoda, and also what does it say al yokol adovor be'inecha dafka over here and not elsewhere. In other mitzvahs also we should say al yokol adovor be'inecha. It says it here lo sisira menu ad boker ani Hashem dami gazer al adovor al yokol be'inecha. So, my dafka by pigal or nicer, it says this inyan of ayakal adavar beinecha. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. So we'll start with the last pasuk in this parasha. Amoitzi eschem me'eretz mitzrayim lios lachem le'elokim ani Hashem. Rashi explains al menaskein, and this is based on Rashi in the beginning of parashas va'era. Ushmi havoya lo noidati lahem. I wasn't known to them with my name of shem havoya. Rashi, lo niglesi alem b'midas ha'amitus sheli, sharei hiftachti v'loi kiyamti. I didn't reveal myself to them with my mida of truth because I promised and I did not fulfill my promise. Explains Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal in Parat Yitzchak Yom Kippur and Maimer Vav Osios Hayin Vav that the Shem Havaya, we learned this in a different shir, the Shem Havaya includes Haya, Hoy, V'Yiyah in one word. There's no Chalukah Sezman in past, present, and future, all merged together in this Shem Havoya. She'ikiyum, a lack of fulfilling, shows that there's a gap between the promise and the fulfillment in the future, however, where there is a unification. In one word, there's no Chiluk. There's no, in other words, when you have Haya, Hoy, V'Yiyah, there's no distinction between Asid and Hoyve, between the Burim of Hatacha, of the promise and the fulfillment in the future. Shem Havaya is above the distinction that is created by time. Midas HaMitus Sheli, Rashi says, I didn't reveal myself to them with my mid of truth because I promised and I didn't fulfill yet my promise to the others. Midas HaMitus Sheli means Breirus HaOsid, that the clarity of the fulfillment in the future is already Likdu, yet is already Munach, is already placed, encapsulated here in the present. The clarity of the future is already present in the present. And the avos, I didn't reveal myself with my mitus hamitus, says Hashem, because I promised and I didn't fulfill the promise. But to Moshe, I was misgala b'shem havoya. And there it says, Otsesi, etc. V'isi lachem le'elokim ani havoya. Ne'amon l'shalim schar. And that's why Rashi says, Almanaskein ani havoya. Ne'amon l'shalim schar. That's the Gilui Midas HaMitus B'Kiyum HaAvtocha. That is revealing his Midah of truth by fulfilling the Havtocha, by fulfilling the promise. So that's what we have in chapter 22, Parshas Emor, verse 33, HaMoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I'm taking you out of Egypt, Amanaskein, on condition to what? Lios Lachem Le'elokim, to be your God, Ani Hashem, and I'm Ne'amon L'Shalim Schal. I'm faithful to repay the reward. So that's the Gilui Midas HaMitus of Hashem that we find in Parashas Va'era. To explain more, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, see the Ma'amori Parad Yitzchak on Pesach, in the third Maimer, explains that there is a Haftocha and a Bris that was given to Noach that he's going to be saved. And Noach himself saw the Kiyum Haftocha. So Bishlema, about Moshe, we can say that there's a Darga, he has a Darga that the others were in Zoche to, that he saw the Kiyum Haftocha. But could we say this about Noach? Noach was Zoche to what the others were not Zoche. Ech zechol liot. So the biur is that Hoyve v'osid, present and future, have various different understandings. By us, Hoyve is mamish now, and osid is going to be in a moment from now. After the present moment is the future. But when we're talking about Klal Ha'olam, the ganze mitzius of Hayoyim Hazeh ad achris Hayomim is all included in the present, and only the achris Hayomim is considered future. And it's understood, if so, that the ikir haftocha to the avos was a haftocha on the osid hagomu, because the matnas ha'oretz, the gift of Eretz Yisrael, which is a haftocha to the avos, is a matana, whose ikar inyan is shayich to achris hayomim, like it says in the book of Zechariah in the 14th chapter, v'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol haoretz b'yoimahu, and the ikar gilui malchus la'osid lavo is going to be then, in the future. And for this reason, the remez for Tchias HaMesim in Min HaTorah is what it says about Eretz Yisrael. Al Adam Asher Nishba Hashem La'avoyseichem La'seis La'ahem. It doesn't say La'achem, it says La'ahem. To them, to the Avos. So from here you see there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. And we see Oichet in Parshas Kedoshim, Am Ha'oretz 22. Rashi explains, Am she'asidim lirash es ha'oretz, the nation that will in the future inherit the land. And if so, bevadai Noach ra'a kiyum haftacha, aval haftacha hi kula b'toch misgeret ha'ove shel hayom hazeh. Noach ra'a et kiyum haftacha, aval haftacha hi kula is all in the framework of this world. And the haftachos that were given b'mitas ha'amitus sheli are talking about haftachos of the osid ha'muchlot of achris hayomim. Arop shlepin achris hayomim dike hanhogo l'soich haftachas ha'oive, to bring down the hanhogo, the guidance of achris hayomim into the present. That's what Rashi means. So when it comes to Noach, Noach is all in the Mizgeret, is all in the framework of this world. And what the Avos, what Moshe Rabbeinu had, was bringing Hashem Havoya, was bringing the Anhaga of the future into the present. Because the Maton of Eretz Yisrael is something that's shayach to the future. And to Achris Hayomim, as we saw in these various sources. And already Moshe now has this Hanhaga of experiencing the Hanhaga of the future in the present, because he is leading the Jews to the Promised Land, to Eretz Yisrael, and that's Achris Hayomim Dik. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain sense, and he already takes them to Evar Yarden, which has, for certain halachas, the status of Eretz Yisrael. And he was able to see Eretz Yisrael, so he had a shaychus to Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's an achris yamim dika hanhaga. So the Avos were in zocha to that, and Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to that. And Noach was only zocha to the future, but the future within the framework of this world. Moshe Rabbeinu, what the Avos were in zocha to is the future in the framework of the next world that Moshe Rabbeinu was zocha to. That's the Almanas came. For that, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. That you should be zocha to the Kiyum Haftocha. And of course, part of the Kiyum Haftocha is also Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yetzias Mitzrayim, but they didn't see the Kiyum. And Moshe Rabbeinu did see the Kiyum. And Mistami Yetzias Mitzrayim is also in La'achris Hayam Dikan Haga. As it says in the Pasuk, Kimei Tzeis Chomer Etz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflos. The flows of the future is going to be are reflected in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu already saw the Kiyum HaVtocha of the Achris HaYomim of Nisei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, I'm a Nasken. I'm taking you out to be your God. Neman L'shalim Schal. So now it says, Ani Havoya by Lo Sechalu Hashem Kodshi. There it also says Shem Havoya. Ani Hashem, Ani Havoya. So it's brought in the Parad Yitzchak on Shavuos 25:13, in the name of the Chachmei HaEmes, and the Klal of Hayoyim La'asoysam, U'mocho Lekabel Schorom. Sometimes the Schar is Mishtalim in Gan Eden, and sometimes the Schar is Mishtalim Legamrei Bo'asid Lavo Bo'olam HaTchiyah. There are different times to get the schar. Sometimes you get it after you die. Sometimes you have to wait till Tchiyas HaMeisim. However, there's one mitzvah that you can never pay it anywhere but Olam Haba. And this mitzvah is Mesirus Nefesh. The life of today is in the connection of the body to the soul. And all of the payment in Gan Eden, which is the Olam HaNeshamas, cannot be mishamish as schar for someone who gave his chiyus of his chibur, of his connection between his body and his soul. The payment for this is miyuchad lemocho, bizman tchiyas hameisen, when there's going to be a chibur of the guf and the neshama, when the body and soul are connected. So that's what Rashi means when he says, v'lo sechalu Hashem kodshi v'nikdashti v'soich b'nei Yisroel, Ani Hashem, Neman L'shalim Schar. I am Hashem, faithful to reward you. Right, that's what Rashi says the Ani Hashem is. The Ani Hashem is Neman L'shalim Schar, like he says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And this is Pasuk Lamed Beis, L'shal V'shem Kodshi, V'nikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. Ani Hashem. So this is talking about the mitzvah of Mesirus Nefesh. Because here we're talking about the schar of Mesirus Nefesh, and this is a special sug, a special category of payment that's muchach mitzad atzmo, to be in the tkufa that's far from the present. Be'osid ha'gomor shel tchiyas ha'mesim zman chibur guf v'nefesh. And on that it says, Ne'amon l'shalei miyuchad, and in that it says a special God being faithful to pay you in the future, but it can't be paid in the present, and it can only be paid in Tchiyas HaMeisim when there's a chibur of guf and nefesh. This is a special type of schar. This mitzvah of v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisroel is a hakdoma preface to the parsha of the Moadim. Because the Moadim are Me'ein Oilam Aschar, Me'ein Oilam Shekulo Tov, like we've spoken about in other Shiurim, Me'ein Yimos HaMashiach, Shekolen Yonim Hu Zich Tzutzu Shtelen, Le'oisai Oilam Ha'osu, the whole Inyan is to cling to that future world, and the Schar of Asiyos Shabbosos V'yomim Tovim Atzmon, Bivadai Miuchadu L'zman Ha'atid, Sherei etzem gufa vodato, the schar of keeping Shabbos and Yom Tov is special to the future, because the whole avoda of Shabbos and Yom Tov is a lasid lavo dika avoda, right? That's, we're waiting for that that day. That's going to be Olam Shekulei Shabbos, Olam Shekulei Tov. So that's the avodah of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's why as we'll see and understand more, we have the Hakdama v'Nikdashti to the Parshas of the Parsha of the Moedim, which is the idea is to connect in the Parsha of the Moedim when we're keeping Shabbos and Moed, we're connecting to the future world. And the Schar v'Asiyas Shabbos v'Yamim Tovim is definitely Meyuchad. It's not going to be in this world. It's going to be in the next world because Etzem Bufa V'Doso is Me'ein Mochel L'Kabel Schar. It's the Homohus. It's an Avod of the future. And the name Oras HaMachpelah, it says Shekol HaKavul Bo, anybody who's buried there gets a double schar. That's why it's Oras HaMachpelah. And the Inyan is, based on what it says in the Sefer Ma'amori Parat Yitzchak, Sukkos Lamed Aleph Gimel, B'zeh HaLashon V'Naschil B'Biyur Mehusakim Shel Oves Kimu Es HaTorah Umrinen B'Gemara Shekadosh Baruch Hu Et'iman La'Oves Me'ein Oilam Haba Shenemar Bakol Mikol Kol. Bakol is Lavrom, Mikol is Yitzchak, Kol is Yaakov. In other words, Avos were Mekayim the Torah, and the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Avos Me'ein Oilam Haba. Bakol, Mikol, and Kol. By Avram it says Bakol, Kol is 50, right? That's the up in the next world. Mikol, Kol. Bakol it says by Avram, Hashem Baruch Hu Kol. Yitzchak it says the word Mikol. Yaakov it says Kol. So it's, we say Hayom La'Soisam U'Mochel L'Kabel Scharam. So there are two different stages, two different place periods for the Avoda and the Schar. Hayom for Avoda and tomorrow for the Schar. But the truth is there is also Chilufei Makom Ben Avoda L'Schar. The Makom HaAvoda is in Olam Hazeh, and the Makom of the Schar is in Olam HaNeshamas in Gan Eden, but not here. Nevertheless, in Lashon Chazal, we're talking about a Chiluk Zman. Hayom La'Soisam U'Mochel L'Kabel Scharam. I'm talking about the difference in time, not in space, because this chiluk is be'etzem, and whereas the place is as weit fun etzem, it's far from being something intrinsic. Man before sin also had a yom la'asosu mochel l'kabel schar. Nevertheless, he didn't have a chalukas mokom bein avoyde l'schar, because the gemul and the avoyde were all in the same place in Gan Eden, and he was supposed to live forever. So there was a difference between the time between the avodah and the schar, but not in the place. For us, we have a distinction between the time and the place. Our avodah is in this world, and schar is in the next world, and that's in time, next, and also in space. This world and the next world, different places. So the chiluk of zman is a chiluk be'etzem, that's intrinsic, and that applied to Adam Rishon. The chiluk in makom is not something that's be'etzem. That's only because of the sin of man that we were expelled from the garden. The distinction between this chiluk and makom is mitzah kilkul, because we sinned, because we corrupted ourselves. Mela, we don't get schar in the same place that we did our avoda. And therefore, when the mahalach of the tikkun comes through the avos, there had to be a bittul, there had to be a nullification of chiluk makomos, which again came as a result of the kilkul, of the corruption. Because this chiluk was not noeg ba'adam koidim cheto. Force man's sin. There was no distinction in place between avoda and schar. So the Melu make the tikkun, the avos are starting that tikkun that there should be no distinction in place. And here there's a big difficulty. Because self, we're in olam hazeh. So what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to fix this, that the makom avoda and makom schar are the same place? So there's a pshar, and that is avoda derech schar. In other words, the nevuah through which they received the Taryag mitzvahs before they were given was a nevuah that showed them the schar of every mitzvah. Just like we see a chiluk between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of tefillin, so to the avos in their nevuah saw a chiluk between the schar mitzvahs and the schar of tefillin. And their avoda was to be mizdame. Their avoda was to achieve that inyan of schar with their avoda. In other words, there's one type of avoda of of Schar Tzitzis, and there's another type of avodah for Schar Tefillin. And that's the avodah that the others did for each mitzvah. So that's the general inyan. We don't know what the sukkah of the avos looked like, what the tefillin of the avos looked like, because they were doing avodah al derech haschar, not avodah that we do, in a physical sukkah that we do. Their avodah was different than our avodah. And they did avodah al derech haschar. We do avodah as is given in the concrete mitzvah, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah. So it emerges that the schar of the avos was a schar on the schar, kofel u'mechupel. Schar for avodah, derech hasogas schar. That was the avoda was an avoda al derech hasogas schar. They understood what the schar is, so that was their avoda, and they get schar for that avoda. So that's a schar for schar, and therefore it's kachov. It's a double schar. So now we can understand that every Shabbos and Yantiv in our avoda is also zich tzutzu shtelen. It's to cling to the schar. And therefore it says, Ani Hashem, miyuchad, as a hakdama to the Moedim. So we learn that the mitzvah of the Moedim relates to the future. Because the mitzvah of Inikdashti has to relate to the future. It has to relate to Tchiyas HaMesim. Because it can't be in this world, because the Nikdashti is Mesiris Nefesh. So the only way you can get Schar for that Mesiris Nefesh is that you're losing the Chibor of the Neshama to the Guf. And the Tashlum Schar is Miyuchad for the future, when there's going to be again a Chibor of the Neshama and the Guf. And this V'Nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael Ani Hashem is Akdama to the Parish of the Moedim. In other words, this V'Nikdashti, which relates to the future, is Akdama to the Parish of the Moedim, and the Parish of the Moedim also relates to the future, because the Moedim are also Me'ein Olam HaSchar. Like we said, that when we're keeping Shabbos and we're keeping the Moed, we're living a futuristic life, not the life of Olam HaChol of this world, but a life that relates more to the future. We're not doing Melacha, we're not doing Avoda, we're just clinging to Hashem. And we had that the Avos did their Avoda al derech hasogas haschar, so they get schar for doing Avoda, and their Avoda was to serve Hashem with the schar of Sukkah, with the schar of Tefillin, with the schar of Tzitzis. So too, we are also, on Shabbos and Moed, we are also getting schar ba'ad Avoda derech hasogas haschar. Because we are clinging to that world of schar. So we're doing this avodah of Shabbos and Yomtiv, which is me'ein the schar of la'asid lavo. That's exactly like the avodah of the avos, or similar to the avodah of the avos. And therefore it says, a special ani Hashem, which again connects to the nikdashti, which is talking about the world of Mesiris Nefesh, which is going to be given, that schar is going to be given in the future. And it says, ani Hashem, as a hakdama to the parish of the Moedim, because that schar is going to be given to Afka in the future, because we are connecting to that world of schar, and in that world of schar, then, of course, we are doing avodah derech hasogas haschar, and in that world where we're going to be masig the schar, we're going to get the avodah. We're in that world of schar, we're going to receive the schar, because we did the avodah here, understanding what the schar is like, which is our avodah. We're supposed to experience Shabbos like the schar of Shabbos is going to be in the future. To experience Yom Tov like the wonderful utopian world is going to be in the future. So therefore it says, especially Ani Hashem, as a hakdama to the Moedim, Ani Hashem Anem and L'shalim Schar, this connects to the future, because you're doing your avoda now, Derech HaSagas HaSchar. And Mimele, of course, in the future, you're going to get this Schar. Says in the Ramban, parenthetically, Parashas told us 26:5 that Avraham Avinu learned to call a Torah Kula, learned Torah, and he was Isaac Ba Uvitami Mitzvoseh V'Soydoseh. He was learning the secrets. Again, that's the avoda of Derech Hasagas Hischar. Now it also says in the pasuk, Lo Yisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker Da Misha Gozer Al Adavra Al Yakol Veinecha. Know who commanded this, who decreed this thing? It shouldn't be light in your eyes. And the question is, Meichi Tesi Yakol, Why should we be makel in this inyan of pigel, of thinking a machshava you're going to eat it outside the proper time? So in the Maharsha we find the chiddush tikkun inyan. Yecheskel said v'lo ba b'fi boser pigul. That's Yecheskel chapter 4 verse 14. Chazal say he didn't say that he didn't eat from any meat that a chacham had a paskin whether it was kosher or not. For chacham paskin even that it's kosher he didn't eat it. The Maharsha explains. It's like pigle. What's pigle? Pigle is you have a person has a negative machshava. He has a machshava, he's going to eat the carbon. When he does one of the avodas, he's going to eat the carbon. That's his machshava. So to a behema shahar bocha, so that's a psul, that's a disqualification in the meat that came about because of the person's thought. So too, a behema shehora b'chacham, a behema that a chacham paskened about before the hora, the shoel thought that it was a tvar aser, and therefore he doesn't eat it. In other words, this is an iser that's nitpas mitzad ha-machshava levad. So the Maharsha fits beautifully with the Maharsha in Makkos 23b, on the Nagav of Safra, Dovram's Bilvavo, that if he already thought to sell something at a certain price, even if the guys went up in the price, he sold him at the original price. Because if you're living in the world of kachim achshavas kaveya, kachim is a mitzius. So a person can live his life al taras hakodesh that he's living al pi kachim, and that's why Rav Safra didn't was doiver emos bovavo. Even if he had a machshava, he lived based on that machshava. He didn't want to make his machshavas chul, and his machshavas were kachim. If he had a thought, he followed the thought. So too, when he had a machshava, maybe this meat is aser, he didn't eat it. That was the end of it. That's why it says Ani Hashem Dami Shegazer Al Adavar Val Yokel Beinecha, because the parasha is talking about a machshava. The machshava has to be treated at the proper time, and if he thinks outside of the proper time, it becomes pigle. That's what it says Dami Gazer Al Adavar Val Yokel Beinecha. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. In other words, this world of machshava shouldn't be light in your eyes. You're going to think, it's just a machshava. No, it's not just a machshava. When it comes to kachin, machshav is kovea. So you should know who decreed this inyan of pigal. It shouldn't be light in your eyes. There's a tkufa of lasid lavo, and in the name Havaya, as we explained, all the zmanim are together. And in that tkufa, there's going to be a shlita of machshava vidas, ki mola oretz deyo es Hashem. And just like bizman, there's such a tkufa, so too, there's a mahalach for this even today. We spoke about before that we made a pshara in the makom. You can't have, right, the makom of the schar is going to be different than the makom of the avoda, and the pshara we made was that you can do avoda here in the same makom and get schar because you're doing avoda derech hasagas schar, like the avos did and like our Shabbos and Moadim are. In the future, it's going to be a world of das, molor etz deya es Hashem. So too, today in avoda, and the inyan and truma we have, this where das is dominant, is in kachim. And that's going to be in the future where machshava is going to be shelled by metzius mamish. Kachim is a mishtayich lebchina zman lasid lava. In other words, bein kedushas zman kamo amodin. Sai by kedushas zman, which is the moadin, which is ein lasid lava. And sai in kachim, where the machshava is a metzius mamish, that's going to be a world of molor etzdeus Hashem. Machshava is going to be a metzius. And therefore, yokel beinecha, because it's only machshava, because this relates to the future. This is an einish kares, and kachim and machshava is a metzias ani avoya. That's why it says ani avoya by kachim. I am Hashem. The future is now. Past, present, and future all come together, and yokel beinecha, because this relates to the future. This world of machshava. So don't have a machshava's pigal even now, and that's the yisod l'midas hachasidus l'fnim mishul hasadin. ירושלים in Yerushalayim, they should have Paskin Lefnim B'Shir HaSadim because it connects to the Yerushalayim Shel Mala. In the world of Machshava, in the world of Machshava, you go Lefnim B'Shir HaSadim. V'asisa Atoiv Ayosher Zichtzut Shtelen L'Shorah Shel Lepnim Adobo. What does it mean, Vasisa Toiva? What does it mean, the Pnimishur Asadin? You go to the Pnimius of the Din. What's the Pnimius of the Din? The Pnimius of the Din is going beyond the Din. And Yerushalayim is the place of Pnimius. And therefore, since they didn't go to the Pnimishur Asadin, Yerushalayim was destroyed. Because Yerushalayim is the place of Pnimius, and Yerushalayim have to go to the Pnimius of the Din, and Silas Yisharim. He's Medama, this is somebody who loves his father. He doesn't just do what the father actually commanded. He gets to the Pnimius of the father. What does the father really want? That's the whole Indian of Chumras. Getting to what? To the Pnimius HaRatzin. Hashem is not going to command us to all the Chumras, but in the Pnimius of HaRatzin, He wants us to do it in the most ideal way. And since Mitzvah Sukkah Befrat B'Soich HaModin is B'Tziur Shel Schar D'Lasid Lavo, that Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa Sukkah Shel Avyasin, so Schar is going to be a Sukkah Shel Avyasin. Right? The Rosh Yeshiva speaks of it. The Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal speaks about this. And this is one Mitzvah where the Mitzvah is the Schar. The mitzvah is a sukkah, and the schar is sukkah shel avyasin. So mitzvah sukkah is also shaykh to the schar of the lasid love. It's mana asif, where you gather in all the mitzvahs of all the generations in the future. When there's a tviyah of mechzik yor, it looks like gaiva, du haust noch nisht by them, du bist a mensch von oilam habefoya. Normally we say it's gaiva because you're not holding there. You're in the world of befoya. You're in the practical world. You're not holding there. It's gaiva to do certain things. But by mitzvah sukkah, kol yisar ruyin leshev b'sukkah achas, even if mitzanatz meinam madrega, avol erstelt sich tzu af l'mala himenu mischav el mala shemealav. He goes higher. He goes to the world of kavana. And sukkah, we're going into the lasid lava. So there's no shaychus of chumras here. Here we're going to the world of kavana. Here we're going to the world of the ideal. Here we're trying to go into the sukkah of the levias, and there's no gaiva. When you're in that ideal world, this is the madrega. The madrega is to sit in a sukkah, even for achilas aroy. There's no chash gaiva because you're in the world of lasid. Er liegt unter der hekev shel zesh al gabav umunach tachet hekev zesh al gabav. He's under the Anani HaKavod. He's in a place of Tziyurim al-Asid Lava, where there the Etzem Machshav is a Metzius. And if you're in the world, where much higher world, where the Machshav is a Metzius, there's no place for Gaiva. That's a pure world. So there's going to be no Gaiva. So that's why there's a Chumra Dafka by Sukkah that we say it's no Gaiva for regular people to keep, of eating Achilas Aroi only inside the Sukkah. Advorim Mamish Meirim Kesapirim Baruch Hashem. Okay, there's so much more to say, so please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, serious friends.